Hello and welcome to BICS is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the BICS is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be recordings reviewed by Abel Green for the Variety issue of January 8, 1927. What I propose to do is play some of the recordings that Abel reviewed and read what he has to say about them. The first two recordings I'm going to play are by Charlie Strait and his orchestra. First, What's the Use of Crying from September 10, 1926, and then Tell Me Tonight from September 9, 1926. We have Gene Caffarelli on trumpet, Rex Maupin on trumpet, and he's also an arranger, Ross Reynolds on trombone, Bob Strong on mellotone, clarinet, alto sax, also oboe, violin, and he's an arranger, Frank Stoddard and Joe Gist on clarinet or alto sax, Del Skinner, clarinet, tenor sax, Frank Silvano is on banjo and does the vocals, George Hookham on tuba, or perhaps it is Elmer Brown, Don Morgan on drums. Charlie Strait is the leader, and Zed Comfrey is on piano. These two numbers were recorded in Chicago. And let me then read what Abel has to say about this recording. Two Midwest hits from a Chicago maestro are on number 3324, offered by Charlie Strait and his Snappy Dance Purveyors. What's the Use of Crying and Tell Me Tonight are the songs. So here is Charlie Strait in 1926. Thank you.
leaves are sighing, though there's no denying that I'm longing for you. You were so deceiving, I was so believing. That is why I'm grieving, why I'm lonesome and blue. But you'll be sorry somewhere, someday. Then just remember, you taught me to say, what's the use of crying, what's the use of sighing, what's the use of trying just for someone like you.
Thank you. I forgot to mention that there is a connection between Charlie Strait and Bix Beiderbecke in the summer of 1925, before he went to St. Louis to join the Frank Trumbauer Orchestra. Bix played with the Charlie Strait Rendezvous Orchestra. Let's continue now with the recordings of the issue of Variety, January 8, 1927, with the mentions of the recordings by Abel, the critic for Variety. Now, as I was reading a little bit about Jules Herbivore, whose orchestra is responsible for the next two numbers, I found something somewhat unexpected. In the Chicago Tribune, February 10, 1990, obituary for Jules Herbivore, I read, Jules Herbivore, 92, former general manager of WMAQ-TV and vice president of the National Broadcasting Corporation, is considered by many to be the father of the Chicago School of Television. He was also a 1920s band leader who initiated the careers of musicians such as Benny Goodman and Bix Beiderbecke. Now, the Benny Goodman connection is well documented, but the one with Bix Beiderbecke is somewhat new to me. I'll have to take a look at that more carefully. Anyway, the next two recordings then are recordings by Jules Herbivore, and they are from September 20, 1926. First one is Desert Eyes, and the next will be Kiss Your Little Baby Tonight. Both have vocals, but I don't have any information about the roster of musicians in these recordings. All I found is that Jules Herbivore played alto sax, and he was a director. There are two trumpets, trombone, clarinet, alto sax, clarinet, tenor sax, question mark, two violins, piano, banjo, brass, bass, and drums. In the next recording session of Jules Herbivore on February 1927, the vocalist is Frank Silvano. I don't remember these two numbers, Desert Eyes and Kiss Your Little Baby Goodnight, but I'll listen carefully and see if I can identify the vocalist. So, here is Jules Herbivore, 1926. With all the excitement about Bix and Jules Herbivore, possible connection, I forgot to read the comments of Abel about these two recordings. And this is what he writes. Our prediction that Jules Herbivore and his former house Victorians, judging from their vocalion efforts, merited graduation into the major leagues on the Brunswick label, finds Herbivore clicking pretty with Desert Eyes and Kiss Your Little Baby Tonight. The vocalion is a subsidiary of the Brunswick, and the Chicago Orchestra's painstaking orchestration and general excellent treatment are again evidenced on number 3360. So here is Jules Herbivore, 1926. Thank you.
gray will wander, they say. Eyes of brown may turn me down and leave me crying. Your eyes to me like diamonds shine when they look lovingly in mine. On the burning sand you warm my hand with your sweet desert eyes.
I checked on the Bixography forum and found out that there are a couple of postings about the question of any possible connection between Jules Herbuvo and Big Spiderbeck. So I refer you to that website, the Bixography forum, and using the search function for Herbuvo, you will find all the postings about him. Okay, let's continue with the music. Next two numbers are by King Oliver. They were recording on September 17, 1926. First, Dead Man Blues, and then Someday Sweetheart. the King Oliver Band in 1926, as it had been earlier and later, is a powerhouse. We have King Oliver on cornet, Bob Schaffner on trumpet, Kid Rory trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Stomp Evans soprano sax or alto sax, Daniel Howard clarinet or alto sax, Barney Bigard clarinet or tenor sax, Louis Russell piano, Bud Scott banjo, Bert Cobb tuba, and Paul Barberin drums. First, let me read what Abel tells us about this particular recording. King Oliver from Chicago, who rates as one of the leading colored blues orchestrators, does his stuff wicked with Someday Sweetheart and Dead Man Blues. The Hot Addicts will go for this one. King Oliver, 1926.
Thank you.
Let's continue with the music, and we move now to two recordings by Red and Miff Stompers. The date is October 13, 1926. First, we'll have the Stampede. This is a take B. It's a composition by Fletcher Henderson. And this is an Edison record, and therefore there's plenty of room for solos by many of the musicians in the band. Next will be Alabama Stomp, composition by Henry Creamer and Jimmy Johnson, from the Earl Carroll's Vanities show. And you will appreciate the good drum work by Vic Burton in this particular recording. The Stompers are Red Nichols on cornet, Miff Moll on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Alfie Evans alto sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Joe Tardo on tuba, and Vic Burton on drums. And here is what Abel tells us about this record. The recording artists' names are pseudos, undoubtedly for Red Nichols and Miff Moll, a couple of crack brass men, trumpet and trombone respectively, both with Don Voorhees' Vanities Orchestra with the Earl Carroll Review. Heading their own torrid aggregation, Stampede and Alabama Stomp from Vanities are a couple of start of sizzling jazz tunes. So here are Red and Miff Stompers in 1926. Thank you. Now I have two recordings by Joe Kanduru's orchestra from October 15, 1926. First Brown Sugar and then Blowing Off Steam. Brown Sugar is a composition by Harris. It's rather modernistic. I don't have the composition of the band. All I know that there are two trumpets, a trombone, two clarinet, alto sax, one clarinet, tenor sax. Joe Kanduru is on violin, an unknown piano, a banjo, tuba, and drums. So here is Joe Kanduru and his orchestra in 1926.
Thank you.
Let's wind up the program with a couple of recordings by Art Khan and his orchestra. First, from July 27, 1926, recorded in Chicago, I Ain't Got Nobody. And then, also recorded in Chicago, but this is now July 28, 1926, Hoodle Doo, Doo 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 Doo. Correction, Hoodle Dee Doo Dee Doo Doo. The band consists of Johnny Wolfe and Austin Edwards on trumpet, Clarence Freetag and Cesar Petrillo on trombone, Roy Kramer, clarinet alto sax, Ross Crandall, clarinet alto sax also, Harold Cooden on clarinet tenor sax, Art Khan and Harold Stokes on piano, Al Armour on tuba. Two of these names should be familiar. Harold Stokes was with the Post-Bix Goldcast Orchestra, and Al Armour was a tuba player for Paul Whiteman later on. I forgot to read what Abel says about Joe Candulo. It says, the Everglades nightclub maestro is a disciple of hot syncopation, and brown sugar and blowing off steam are a corking exposition of that type. The boys wax beaucoup heated, and the dance results are in like ratio. And this is what Abel writes about the Art Khan record. The Chicago Picture House leader also has a jazz fest in Hoodle Dee Doo Dee Doo Doo, coupled with I Ain't Got Nobody. Plenty of hot stuff in this record, and the vocal interludes add to it further. So let's listen then to Art Khan in 1926.
But you, I'd have my hands full of trouble if I tried to double cross you. Yes, I ain't gonna trifle, and I don't want to trifle, that's true. I know if I start to run around, you start to run around too. Oh, if you see me walking to anyone, walking with anyone now, believe me, strictly business and how. I'll tell you that I don't do to others what I don't want the others to do. No, no, I ain't got nobody, and I don't want nobody but you. Thank you.
to get some love and satin. But pity me, cause all I'm ever getting is doodly doo 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 from my sweetheart. Never knew I could be so blue. If it comes around to make my poor brain hum, while my heart is beating like a big bass drum, but instead of smacking lips, he tries to snap his thumb with his doodly doo 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 doo. You can't live on doodly doo 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 doo.
I thought it would be instructive to play a number of records that were waxed at the end of 1926 and reviewed by Variety. We get an idea of what was going on, what was being recorded, what was being played, what was being talked about. And I hope that you have found the program useful. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
Yeah.